The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The other thing I don't understand, and this happens every year. Oh, the West is loaded. It's so tough. You know, Sakarian Bagley. I don't think they're good enough to be top 8. All right, like, who is? Like, and I'm not talking about the OKCs and the Houstons. I'm not even talking about that. So, because let's be honest, what we're talking about, sight unseen. Mm-hmm. Dallas? That's what we're talking about?
No, sir.
To a degree, it is sight unseen. A little bit sight. But we're all in on San Antonio, though. 100%. That was a 34-win team. Everyone saw the blood clot coming, right? We all planned for that. No. We're all in on everything working, clicking right out the gate for Wemby and De'Aaron.
They're not even going to play together right out the gate.
Oh, there's that.
Who knows how long he's out?
Utah, arguably the worst team in the league, certainly one of them. The Pelicans, I don't know. I'm not like I need someone to call in or write a thesis on while you're writing in 20 more wins for that was a 21 win basketball team last year. Mm. Sell me on Phoenix. Okay, Portland's can't better. Portland's better. That was a 36 win team. That made a vicious run at the end of the regular season to get to 36. So we've just knocked off 6 basketball teams. And then you get to Sacramento. We haven't factored in Memphis yet, who had 48 wins last year.
Also starting with injuries.
Traded Desmond Bane. Ja Morant is in and out of the lineup. And they have from the start of the season, a new head coach. Mm-hmm. The Golden State Warriors are getting their Social Security checks. It could all go wrong with one single injury. One. It could all go wrong. Hope it doesn't happen. Don't want to see that. But still, It's one player gets hurt, that whole ship sinks. And that's probably the end of any discussion. I don't even think the Warriors belong in that discussion, but I do think Memphis does. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to Sharpie in the top 6, got it. I won't in whatever order you wanted. I want it. I can't pencil in Memphis or Dallas or Phoenix or San Antonio for that matter being better than Sacramento. I think San Antonio will be better than Sacramento, but
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, it's not like Wemby. Like you do have to continue to monitor Wemby. And when you take him out of that lineup, yeah, the team is going to play hard. They're going to be tough. It's when he's not there, it's different. Everything is different when he's there. Mm-hmm. And what's their approach to this season? Like, are they sitting back like, no, it's time. This is it. There's no more not playing back-to-backs. There's no more this. There's no more that. Like, it's time now. We don't know. They don't tell nobody. Mm-hmm. So in 2 months, I'll be willing to reassess San Antonio. Any of those other teams that starts hot, I'll just be waiting. Now, you're going to have to – I'm going to need to see you in February, bro. Pelicans playing well. I'm going to need to see you in February, bro. Memphis might be able to change my mind quicker. Phoenix playing well. I'm going to have to see you in February, bro.
And you talk about –
I don't buy none of them.
You talk about San Antonio. They're starting the season without Fox and Dylan Harper.
Yeah, right.
Like, so we might not even get an accurate representation of who they are. Securing the Bagley in the Chatty House says, talking about Dallas, like, yeah, they smacked us around just last play-in. Russ Dog says Dallas did beat Sacramento. Mm. He made me say Sacramento. By that logic, though.
Can we spend 1 second on that? Yeah. We just outlined everything that went wrong last season. Mm-hmm. I can't express this to you enough. We stood on the side of that goddamn court in downtown Sacramento and watched the Sacramento Kings general manager walk around and say his goodbyes. This was before the game happened. We had national media writers walk up to us and tell us. This was before the game was played. We knew that. He knew that. The writers knew that. You don't think them dudes in jerseys knew that? You don't think there was some semblance of, get this trash over with. I'm not saying they went out there to lose. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm saying there is a possibility they went out there unfocused.
Once again, that's after the other general manager had left the team and their other assistant coach had left the team. But we won't even let those facts get in the way of what's going on here. By their logic...
Why bother using facts?
By their logic, the Kings 100% should have been better than the Warriors last year, right? Because they beat their ass in the play-in the year before, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So by that logic, the Kings should have been better than the Warriors. How did that play out?
Jimmy Butler. It didn't. They were, though. Oh, it was a glorious moment. Oh, what a moment it was when we were FaceTiming just random people in San Francisco. Shout out to Butcha Boy who answered. I think Bonte called back. I can't remember. Boy, did we pay for those.
Yeah, and Securin says he has Memphis and Golden State in there. Why? I'm not sure.
Top eight doesn't include Dallas for me. You got OKC, Houston, Lakers, Denver, Clippers, Minnesota, Memphis, and Golden State. Okay. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine.
We're spending, I love the Chatty House. We spend a little time. But this is the crazy thing. This goes back to your Yelp situation. AI Brown comes in to the Chatty House and says, after he said the roster's trash, the roster is trash. So my prediction is 39 wins. That's not trash. Trash is the Hornets. That's trash. So
it's, Hornets were 19-63.
That's trash. That is trash, at least to me. You can say, I don't think this roster has enough. It's not good enough to make the play-in or make the playoffs. That could be the case. 39 wins is not a trash roster. It's just not.
Yeah.
By definition, it's like average, damn near. Damn near. Not exactly.
I was looking at Securin's list again. Those Clippers.
Clippers are going to be good.
I think so.
I got them in the top six.
I think so.
Memphis is a question mark. And
yeah,
to be
Memphis,
honest with
I'm
you,
not sure about.
The Golden State's a question mark. As far as when you talk about being in that plane, they could be anywhere in that plane.
They could be all over the place. I don't think they're top six when all is said and done, but like they were seventh last year. They were a 48-win seven. They were a 7-seed 48-win basketball team last year. And what's crazy, I think proper context to their season last year was their start and their finish. That's how bad the middle was. Mm-hmm. That's how bad the centerpiece of the season was. They had that incredible start where it was like, how is this even real? And Draymond's yucking it up about chemistry and cancers being gone. Then you had the incredible run with Jimmy Butler there at the end. And that center part was so bad, Steph was damn near crying on the podium. As a shoot, he had his hands on his head after the Sacramento game, just distraught that team was so bad, and he knew they needed to do something. And to their credit, they did it. But the question is, without that hot start, without that hot finish, and at the same time, without that awful stretch in the middle, what are they? No one can answer that. Absolutely no one can answer what the Golden State Warriors team will be. Because I don't think there's any way they're what they were post-Jimmy, like to that magnitude. Mm-hmm. There's no way they were what they were pre-Jimmy either. I have no clue what they are. Absolutely no clue. But I know Steph is there. And when Steph is there, I'll give you 40-something wins. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just say this about the Kings. It's almost in line with the 49ers, except the 49ers are better at the NFL than I think the Kings will be at the NBA.
Yeah.
But if I'm Doug Christie, if I'm DeMar DeRozan, if I'm Malik Monk, Zach LaVine, Domantas Sabonis, Dennis Schroeder, you guys can think whatever you want. We working.
Yeah.
We working.
That's it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you think we're good, if you think we're trash, if you think we're 30, none of that matters. We're working, and we'll see you when they tip off the season. I think that's the mentality that this team has and this group has. And I think, just like you, like we've said a number of different times, I think they'll be a lot better than people think.
This hour, you'll hear from Doug Christie. You'll hear from Keegan Murray. And coming up next, you'll hear from our man, Eddie Gonzalez. We'll talk more basketball with Eddie next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Survivor enthusiast Eddie Gonzalez with us here. We was asking Eddie, he was talking about Casey's gear. He's like, yeah, I missed the whole thing. I was watching Survivor. Hey, got it. I get it.
I understand.
I'll own it.
You had to get out late too and go get the Taylor joint. I saw. Would you get that early?
What I'm doing good primetime hours watching the San Francisco 49ers. Like, that don't sound like a good time. That sounds like a good investment in my energy. So I skipped that. But
hey, yeah, man, you can watch it to hate. What are you talking about? Why do you think I watch the Dodgers every October?
I'm good. I just don't skip past that. And then football over for me anyway. So I'm like. Basketball here, son. We got basketball games on every day now.
That's a shame.
You know, so somebody put it to me like they're a kick away from being 2-2, and I'm like, yeah, but I've watched them. They're awful. I don't care if they were 2-2. That's an awful football team, and now they've lost their best offensive lineman called Miller, who isn't all that great to begin with. Like, yeah, I'm not. And then Geno Smith gonna say, "Yeah, I'm not being the guy I'm supposed to be that they're expecting me to be." You look like Geno Smith from here, buddy.
Somebody was playing that clip on Twitter of when he had the 7-on-7 team. He's like, "That's why they pay me the big bucks." And they're like, "I wish they wouldn't have paid you the big bucks."
Oh. I mean, yeah. It's like the Raiders are in that spot. It's funny because you could argue the Niners are in that spot. But they're making do. But the Raiders are in that spot where they don't have a franchise quarterback. They don't have a path to a franchise quarterback. And they don't want to be bad enough to hopefully get a home run and get one in the draft. So they're just going to be this until they commit to that because you need a quarterback, right? And you could, again, you could say the Niners are if you're not a big fan of Brock Purdy. But they just keep winning games. It doesn't even matter. And Brock Purdy is better than any of the Raiders' options. So I'm not dissing your man Brock. But – the Raiders aren't going to matter until they have a quarterback who matters. This is where they are.
Y'all can go get Mac Jones.
One who can run and is maybe black.
Y'all better sign Mac Jones.
In 2 years, we ain't trading him right now. It ain't happening.
What about 12 in Cleveland? Can we run that back and get him? He one ankle turn away from the spot, though. So.
No, he's not. He's three. They go back to Flacco if he turns his ankle.
At that point. You're kind of like with the Giants, right? Like, you can't run Flacco back out there. You can't run.
Yeah, no, you absolutely can't.
You shouldn't. Feels like Stefanski, right?
In Cleveland, yeah.
It feels like he hates.
They gave Russ a snap when Dart was hurt, and then they put him right back. So, I don't know. It's a mess.
You know, we said this the other day. The Raiders situation and the level of hopelessness that you and other Raider fans might have, even if they were 2-2, I think depends a lot on, you're right, quarterback is always number one. But if Ashton Jeanty looked the way he did last week all year, I think that might change. Because it'd be like, oh, man, we need a quarterback, but we got this running back that's crazy. And it's not that he's bad. It's just we haven't seen him being able to operate. Like, he's dealing with people in the backfield every single time. If they were 1-3 and Ashton Jeanty was looking like offensive rookie of the year, I think you guys might feel a little different.
We had a top five back for nothing in Josh Jacobs, and we let him go. And even with the top five back, we did nothing for 4 years. So it's like, you can't build your team on a running back unless your running back is Saquon Barkley, but then you need the best defense in football. You need the best O-line in football. And then you need two good receivers, maybe one of the very best receivers in the league around it. And then when you have all that, then you can make a shake with Saquon Barkley. Because look at what the Giants did, what they had him. It's like, you can't build your team around, not a modern football team, around a running back. That's just where we are. But to add on to that, like, the Raiders don't have top-end talent anywhere else on the roster. They don't have, like, I like Jacoby. He's fine. Like, there's a reason they didn't pay him. He's not a top-end wide receiver. We just don't have – our best player is a tight end, and I love Brock Bowers, and he's hurt, and he's kind of getting back. But I watched the Raiders for a decade. Their best player was a punter, a kicker, and a tight end in Zach Miller. And they were awful for the whole decade. And it was like, yo, shout out to Seabass and shout out to Shane Leckler, historic punter. But, like, we run in four games a year. You need a quarterback and you need an elite edge rusher or interior lineman. That's how you win games. You know who has a bunch of those? And you like them or love them with their quarterback? But the Eagles. And they're undefeated. And they just won a Super Bowl because you can't. You can't sit in the pocket for long and throw against them because those four guys will come get you. And the quarterback does just enough. The quarterback is a weapon. Whether you think he can throw for 300 yards or not, he's a weapon every single Sunday. Raiders don't have none of that. And so there's nothing to be excited about. At least for the Niners, you got like the best linebacker I've seen since the last Niners linebacker that was the best linebacker I've seen since the last Niners linebacker. So it must be fun over there.
It's fun today.
It is today for 49er fans, for sure.
You know, I've been watching the Raiders for as long as I've been alive. I'm not 8 months old right now, but a long time. We've never had, like, that dominant defense. I've never watched the Raiders just have, like, this punishing defense. We had, like, a cool one when they went to the Super Bowl. I was like, all right, they can get some turnovers. They had Rod Woodson in the end of his career. And, like, it was cool. We've never had, like, Navarro Bowman on our team. Like, we've never had that. We've never had Fred Warner. Mm-hmm. We've never had Deion. We've never had the hard-hitting safety. We've never had one of them. And it's like, I've never gotten to watch that type of football ever in my whole life. That's the Raiders for you.
The Raiders fan base.
That's almost sad.
It is.
So sad, it's
sad. It is sad. When you think about it, it's sad. It says a lot about your organization.
The Raiders fan base. Because
you almost stumbled into that.
Many times
you draft top 10, you should have one of those guys. You've never done it.
They would thrive on that. There's a different energy when rooting for a team that that has a great defense. It's like there's a grittiness to it as opposed to the finesse maybe that you feel when you have an explosive offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like we fly around and do all this other stuff, but you feel like I just say, like, I can imagine you go into Allegiant Stadium or even sometimes on the road and the Raiders bring in a dominant defense, man, that's going to feel like the dungeon. That's going to feel like the dungeon when they out there on defense.
There's two things that make you feel like you can win any football game you play. There's two things, and only two. One is a dominant defense. You feel like you could beat anybody. Mm-hmm. I got the best linebacker in football, and we got a great edge rusher. We got, like, we stuffed the run, all this stuff. Another one's a great quarterback. The Chiefs feel like they're going to win every year. They feel like they win every Sunday, no matter who the receivers are, no matter what. The Bills feel like they're going to win every Sunday. It doesn't matter. They haven't had great receivers since they had them, since Steph left. So it's like, you have one of those two, you're having fun every week. Even when you lose, it's like, damn, well, next week, we'll be cool. I've seen one great quarterback, Rich Gannon. He won the MVP, so you had to salute. That was a couple short years. I seen one great Derek Carr year, and then that was it. That Derek Carr year, I think they were like top five in takeaways. So they were this defense that wasn't hard hitting, but they were just like recovering a bunch of fumbles. They were getting interceptions. Like, they were just an opportunistic defense. Mm. That was it. That's the history of the Raiders in my lifetime. So good fun over here.
Poor Eddie. Jesus.
Man, poor Raider fan. Sorry to every Raider fan listening.
Oh no, we chose it. It's like,
yeah. Well, I say that like we're not Kings fans.
Oh,
like,
man.
I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, no, we know. We know what it is. We were just having a discussion about this a second ago. Like, people think that this team is ass, and I just do not think that the Sacramento Kings are bad. I absolutely don't. Like, you could pick apart their roster. You could say, well, this isn't the best. This isn't the best. You know, not quite where they should be here. Like, that's perfectly fine. But to act like we're the goddamn Washington Wizards out here is crazy to me.
I do think it's not to shame the Kings, but the big swing this summer could have been trading pieces for Jonathan Kuminga and probably overpaying Jonathan Kuminga. But, like, I kept – this whole saga was funny because I'm like, is Jonathan Kuminga even good? Mm-hmm. Like, what is the thing he does that he's good at? I've watched him play a lot. And he's okay. He's kind of athletic. And he chewed out a Hall of Fame coach on a team that's, like, tailor-made for him to pick up scraps and look good. So I was just like, that's the big swing if you're the Kings or whomever else, the Suns, whoever the other teams are rumored. So it's like, yeah, it's just tough spot to be in. NBA is different. You just have to draft your guy. You have to draft a megastar or you're just not there. You draft Anthony Edwards or Luka Doncic or Jokic. You just got to find that guy. If you don't find that guy, then you're just treading water.
Do you look at the Kings and think that this is like a bottom five Western Conference team?
I mean, so the thing about the West is there's a couple teams you feel like are gonna be better. The Spurs, if they're healthy. You look at the Suns and like it should be better.
Don't sell me on the Suns.
But it's just a crowded conference, and it was crowded last summer, and the Suns and the Spurs both were bumped out. And like I don't know. I don't know how that team is better. I feel like we were here just 6, 7, 8 months ago saying, yeah, they got to blow it up. Get rid of these guys and start from scratch. But they just refuse to. And so there's part of me that's like good on Vivek and ownership who refuses to bottom out. And there's a part of me that's like, well, you almost have to if you're going to get out of this because you're not going to lure a big time free agent. You don't have trade pieces anymore to go do that. And then it's like, all right, are you going to fight for the play-in? Is that valuable to your franchise going forward? I mean, it's better than losing 30 games, but I'm going to tell you like this. You could be the Suns from last year, and, like, we were trying to win, and we still lost 45 games.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's worse than the other, you know? So
why would they be better? Why would Phoenix be better?
Oh, well, apparently because the evil spirits are out there locked.
Oh, jeez.
but I would say.
Oh, they had Jordan Poole too, huh? Okay.
I would say you would hope health, you would hope putting more athleticism on that floor. You would hope, like, again, they just had the season from hell. Like, they were just as bad as they could be. I like Ryan Dunn a lot. I like Jalen Green a lot. I think they can help your team. I think Dylan Brooks helps your defense. If the idea of this team is like we're just going to be a rugged defensive team and Book and Jalen are going to score as much as they can, it's not a bad team. It's not a championship contender, but it's not a bad team. And we see teams every year like they just try hard and they win more games than some other teams. The Nets were doing that last year and realized, oh, we got to tank. We got to get rid of five of these dudes because we're going to keep winning games.
Dennis Schroeder.
So like, I can see that. But the West is tough. The West is crowded. You know, the Grizzlies are dealing with their injuries and stuff, but like you'd imagine they'll be better if they ever get healthy. Like there's like four of those teams. The Thunder just won. The Wolves are still on go time, you know. So it's like so many spots left. You think the Warriors are gonna be better. You think the Lakers are gonna be it's just a tough conference to be in.
What do you make of that the Warriors situation now, having Kuminga back, being able to trade him, I guess? I know they won't, but I think they should do more to incorporate him into the roster and into the future. But what do you make of them being able to get that deal done?
Well, the problem is the guy, he's going to be fighting for minutes. You just paid him $200 million. I just paid him $60 million a year. Mm-hmm. So he's getting twice, almost three times the money. And he's better. Jimmy Butler's better than Jonathan Kuminga. Like, what are you going to do about that? Steph is saying they have enough to win a title. And they look really good last year in the first round. Now, again, it's the unction over there, so it's going to be health all year. It's going to be legs all year. It's going to be keeping them upright all year. Weirdly enough, that's what makes Jonathan Kuminga so valuable. You know, we might need like a month-long stretch from you starting for us and to be the best you. They found out what the trade market was and clearly didn't like it. So you give him this contract, this makes him just as tradable as he was 2 weeks ago, and he has his player option, but I can't see him lasting on that roster this entire season. Now, will that roster be a bunch of pros and they'll just get straight to business? You would hope so, but that's also the roster who punched the last young guy who bucked a little bit and then sent him out and just kept on pushing. So I'm not just buying it, then just fully integrating him and going. They're going to be like, hey, you're going to play your 20 minutes and you got to get it how you live. And that's been the Warriors' way for 15 years. It's worked, so you can't even be mad at it.
What do you think about Memphis? Did we talk about – we were trying to go through these different teams, like Minnesota. Like, there's a handful of teams that are like, yeah, those are probably just top six teams. I don't know that I have Golden State there yet as a top six team. What I don't know, though, is what does Memphis look like after trading one of their starters? And, you know, in a constant state of dealing with injuries – and they're working in a new coach. Like, I understand he coached the end of the last season, but this is his first training camp. This is his first, you know, 82-game season. Like, there's a lot of different things at play for this squad.
That's something you can't just overlook. I'm happy you mentioned it. You know, we're seeing it with the Nuggets as well. And the Nuggets are a little different because they have Jokic. He's the best player, and they have the Jokic system. And I feel like Adamman did a good job in the playoffs last year. So, you know, but Memphis is their health. You're instantly hearing about guys are going to be out X amount of time. Then they lose another guy. And it's just like, it's going to be hell for them all year. And I don't know what's going on out there with their medical staff, with the way they play, with the way they practice. I don't know, but they've been dealing with that for like, feels like 4 or 5 years now. But it's going to be their health. But if they're right and if they're healthy, I was looking around because I'm like, I have my Ja threes. Like, I'm a huge Ja Morant fan. I'm expecting him to have a huge season, a great season. And, you know, you trade Bane and Bane is great at what he does. But I thought it was interesting that they made sure to trade him for a similar player. We need a guy who can shoot. We need a guy who can shoot around Ja. And that's always going to be their offensive plan. Is like, we need space around Ja so he can attack. And we need space around Jaren Jackson so he can attack. Mm-hmm. And it's worked for them when they're healthy. But they have to be healthy. So that's just how I see that team in general. I think the problem for Memphis is they're kind of in this other weird spot. Whereas, like, yeah, you're not fighting for the play-in every year and drafting at 12. But they're just not they're not better than the Thunder. And there's just no version of that. Their roster just isn't as deep. Their roster isn't athletic. They're not as strong defensively. So it's like, okay, you're better than the bad teams, but you're not as good as the great teams. So now what? And if maybe there's another move, maybe there's something more aggressive. Maybe you just hope for the injury luck because that happens every year too. I felt like the Knicks were like that last year. And then in the conference finals, the injury luck worked out for them. And it's like, you know, we all underestimated the Pacers, but the same thing kind of happened to them. Like, they got hot at the right time and they made it work. So it can be a crapshoot in the playoffs, but I think that upper echelon team, I think Denver might be the best team in the West, despite how they went out last year. They just improved this offseason. I think a lot of people like forgot about it, didn't see it. They did a little bit of addition by subtraction too, getting rid of Michael Porter, clearly. But like, you know, I still believe in Minnesota. And then obviously, you know who's lurking out there. You know who's lurking out there. So it's, you know, I'm thinking Houston going all the way, but like, that's just me. I'm biased. Y'all know that. But I'm going to tell y'all like this.
Who's lurking? The King? Who's lurking?
The stuff Buddy been telling me from camp.
Oh.
It's some good work out there, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. I'm as excited as he is about that. So I say, yo, tell me about Amen. I need to know. Mm-hmm. It was just like, Unstoppable. Like, you can't do nothing with him. He's crazy. I think he got taller. He's like the most athletic dude in the league.
I think he got taller.
He was only 18 or something like that.
Man.
He wasn't a fully grown man.
Did you see these pictures with Wimby? I think Wimby got taller. And he's 9 feet tall already. So, but.
Calling him Giant Gonzalez. You
know, Houston's lurking. Houston's another team. Like, they got to stay healthy. Their best player is 40 years old and all of that good stuff. But I'm very excited to see not even Kevin with Amen Thompson. I want to see Kevin and Alfred Sengun run two man, like some old school elbow and corner basketball and, you know, give and go type stuff, because that's like he's never had that type of player to play with. And, you know, Alfred's no punk. He can score with the best of them too. And so I'm excited to see what Houston does.
Real quick, I want to talk about that Houston and the rest of the league. situation real quick, but you're a great guy to ask this. I saw Ja Morant earlier said he got the number one shoe in the game right now. And it's tough to argue with the Ja 3s. The AEs are on that list, but them Ja 3s, I haven't seen a bad colorway yet. Them things is fire.
Shout out Nike, man. Shout out my man Kareem and Nike. Sent me a couple pair. You not even hear me say a bad thing about them shoes. He got it. And them opening up to customization too. Like
I heard they're going to be on Nike.
We're in a new era of hoop sneakers. And I'm happy about this as a hoop fan because we all grew up in an era where we got to wear all our favorite player shoes. And even the ones that they weren't the signatures, they were wearing them. We got to wear them. They were fly. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that for a while. And now you like, you know, the old test was like, can I wear these with jeans? And now we're back in that place where we can do that. So I like Ant's new joints. Obviously, I like Kevin's shoes. I got some of those. James's last pairs was good. Don't sleep on Dame Lillard's Adidas either. Like he got some stuff over there too, and he keeps doing Bape collabs. So they doing funky stuff with that. Mm. But yeah, man, we in a real good era as far as it comes to that. But I think I'm gonna co-sign Ja 3s is the best for this year. Sabrina 2s are nice too. So don't sleep on them. I like Angel Reese's joints, and I'm not even a Reebok guy. Mm. So there's a lot to pick from, man, and it's like it's chill to wear, man. We got on. We don't look so crazy anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm wearing those way of Wades.
Hey, man, you gotta.
Actually, people really like those shoes. I don't want to wear no way of Wades.
Kyrie's joints. Speaking of,
I do want some of those Hanses.
The ones they make in China. He got the lifestyle joints and the ones he wears on the court. Mm-hmm. But his joints are fire too.
I think Cade got something on the way.
I could believe that.
Yeah. Cade's got something on the way. He hasn't decided what shoe company he's with, yo. But I think he's got something on the way.
Tyrese got his new joint out. Tyrese Halliburton got
his. His are nice, too.
Yeah, Triple H was nice. Hyping it up.
Was he?
Yeah. Triple H loved Tyrese. He loved him some Tyrese Halliburton, man.
No player has swung my opinion in the last, I don't know, 5 years quite like Tyrese Halliburton did in the last year. So it's like. Like, I was on here trashing him. I was on here saying, yo, the Kings won the trade. And then he just goes on a Kobe run in the playoffs. And it's like, all right, I got to salute you, big fella.
Yeah.
You're the man.
I wish.
So I was like, boy, I was hurt. When he got hurt, I was hurt. Like, man, because this really could have been his, like, crowning moment. And you know how this goes, too? I remember saying this when Paul George went up against LeBron. I'm like, it might not it'll never get better for this, for PG. Mm-hmm. And it didn't for, like, 8 years. And it really never got back to that. But he made another conference finals run. It's like it might never get that close again for Tyrese. And I'm excited to see that doc because, you know, obviously they followed him for starter five. And even in the trailer, he's just super open about the whole thing. He's in the locker room like, man, like this can't happen. Like, you know what I mean? So just a crazy turn. But nobody has earned my respect on the court quite like Tyrese did in the last spring.
I wish Tyrese would have been able to see that game through, win or lose. Like, I wish he would have been able to figure that out.
Exactly.
Knowing the SummerSlam plan, I really wish he had won. Because to see Tyrese walk out in front of Eddie Gonzalez at MetLife Stadium with the Larry O'Brien trophy would have been absolutely iconic.
Like, absolutely. Yo, and it's iconic. Like you said, to see it win or lose. We got a game 7 in the finals
mm-hmm.
5 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that where it was like, oh, it's not even fun anymore. Yeah. You know, and that sucks. That's like the worst outcome possible. But, man, the way JT is on TV talking about playing this year, like who knows with these dudes. They might just snap right back.
That's crazy.
JT Young, Tyrese Young.
Your boy
he sent me some video of him running around in the gym. I'm like, dog, are you okay? He snapped back at me like, and it's been 5 months. I've been waiting to get back. I'm like, hey man, if the doc said, if your mom said, your dad said, if the coach said, like, what can I do? But be careful, buddy.
Yeah. He got the YouTube video, you know, the day in the life joint with him. They talking about Tatum back on the court. I said, well, what's this from a couple years ago? And he out there putting on the Tatum 4s. I said, bro, hey. Settle down.
You know, what he told me was he feels so good now. He's like, imagine how I feel in 3 months. Imagine how I feel in 4 months. I'm just like, man. And then they're passing around this report that the surgeon wrote. It was like, yo, they have new techniques and this and that, and they have new physical therapy that you can get back to the court in 10 months. Mm. And I'm just like, man. Mm. So, I mean, he sound, I mean, he's on TV, so it's no secret. He's on TV saying, yo, I'm not doing all this to not play. Like, the plan is to play. So, you know, I trust his team. I trust his trainer, Nick Chang, real good dude. I'm not going to be shocked if I see JT out there February, March, something like that. And that changes everything, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. If the Celtics hang around and then he comes back just in time to be fully ready, midseason form for the playoffs, that changes the trajectory of everything we were just looking at. You can't forget, these guys just won the title a year ago. Yeah. So, I'm excited for this season, man. It's right around the corner. You can feel it. We watching boring preseason games already.
Yeah, indeed we are, and we'll be Nail excited about it. Yeah. Abu Dhabi against the Knicks. It's our man, Eddie Gonzalez. You listen to Showgirl yet?
Of course. I was listening at the gym all day. Before I go, I want to wish my daughter a happy 12th birthday. She turns 12. But yeah, man, I listened to that. Midnight release, man. I'm locked in. Come on. Mm-hmm. I got Drake views while I was there, too, on vinyl.
Oh, that's like, great. Ooh. No, that's fantastic. I'm glad. Hope you enjoy it. You know what's funny? I actually have that on vinyl. Complex gave Complex gave it to me, like, but I absolutely have that on vinyl.
Views might be his most underrated album too. I didn't like Views that much, but now listen back at it.
You hated it and it came back like
I was like, man. So I'll tell you real quick what happened was I was like, man, this album wasn't that good. And I'd play a song, it's like that was fire. And I play the next song. That was kind of fire. Mm-hmm. No, that one was dope. Next thing you know, I'm 10 tracks in and I've said the same thing. Like, damn, maybe it's better than I thought.
I always say Drake is the king of the whack album where you like 20 of the 22 songs. So that's just how it goes for that dude. Yeah. But
we appreciate you, my man. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
Good weekend, fellas.
Yes, sir. So, man, Eddie Gonzalez right there. We'll come back. We'll check back in at King's Practice. We're going to close out talking 49ers football, though. Chris Biederman is going to be with us coming up at 3:30. We'll get his thoughts on everything that went on last night and what is ahead for the San Francisco 49ers. We'll come back. We'll hear from Doug Christie, Keegan Murray, and I think Keon Ellis also spoke at practice today. So that's all ahead here with Either One KC. On Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
1320. All right, Chris Biederman is going to join us coming up in about 45 minutes. We'll talk with the writer from the Sacramento Bee. Get his thoughts. Of course, he hosts the terrific Candlestick Chronicles podcast as well. We'll get his thoughts on what we saw from the San Francisco 49ers last night and what that might mean for them. Moving forward, we did get word that George Kittle is more likely to be back in week number 7 rather than week number 6. So we'll talk to Chris Biederman about all of that when he joins us coming up at 3:30. Big thanks to Eddie Gonzalez for being with us, as he always is. Want to talk some Kings basketball here once again. But before we do, we'll head over to our regular video format from our man Matt George at ABC 10 Sports here. And the Sacramento Kings head coach, Doug Christie.
Nah, man, competitiveness was at a really high level today. Guys, they want to play. I'm a big play guy in practice. I love for them to compete and play. There are fundamentals that we got to work on. But as far as everybody being willing and able, like, everybody's getting after it. And, you know, they know that iron sharpens iron. To love my brother, I have to get at his head.
We've seen a lot of, love. You guys laugh.
Yeah.
Illegal hands to the face.
Yeah. Sorry, Doug. You
even
can't.
It didn't really happen like yesterday, but.
Yeah. Sorry, Doug. You can't. Can't talk like that on this show.
Not on this show, pal.
No.
Been a lot of fun out here. Is that something that you're trying to make sure that
basketball is supposed to be fun, man? I mean, this is a kid's sport. We learn as a kid. Just because the stakes get higher doesn't mean that we need to be doom and gloom. Like, I want them to have fun. I want them to show their personality, all of that. And listen, is it always going to go great? Nah, it's not. But that just means we need to lock in. Get after it some more, but fun is part of it, man, because it's a game, and we want to come out here and have a good time. When people come to see the show, we want to put on a show for them.
Is what you're seeing kind of maybe reaffirming maybe some hunches or beliefs you might have had before you came into camp about maybe this collective group?
No, it's more maybe what I thought about being a coach and coaching, not necessarily the group, you know. The ability to pick up, the ability to get after people, the ability to share the basketball, the ability to show them how to make reads and teach them how to play is very important to me. And I hired a staff that thinks along those same lines. And, you know, that's the defender, the worst or the hardest people to guard was the ones that had all the options. You know, the less options you got or the more stagnant you are, it's not that hard to guard. But that means that you got to read the game and study the game and be willing to sacrifice of yourself while you're playing.
How nice.
Can't hear these questions
for them here today. And is there any rule changes this year that we should be aware of heading into the new season?
No, there's a little tweak.
I'm going to hit pause right there because what I think Jake said is the officials were there today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they didn't call the illegal screen.
They didn't call the illegal screen on. Yeah, it was the same officiating crew that was on Thursday Night Football last night.
Weeks here and there, but nothing that's like crazy major. It was great for the NBA to offer up the refs to come because with some of the tweaks, with how I expect our team to play, we tried to put them in situations that was a concentrated dose of a certain action to see what level of physicality we're going to be able to play with so that we can learn to adjust to the whistle. And I thought we did a decent job of it. The whistle blew and we kept playing. You know, don't stop, keep playing. We'll look at it on film. That was a foul, that wasn't a foul, and teach from there.
One of the things that they changed is that high five contest.
Yeah.
Do you like that tweak to it?
Well, I mean, if anybody hit my hand like that, I would have been like, listen, I'm not about that life. So, I mean, some of the ways that people are slapping people's hand is just like, that's like if you do that to someone's chest or someone's back, like it's a flagrant foul. Yeah. But you're doing it to their shooting hand, so. Now, all of it, you know, I didn't always say that Joey Crawford made sense when he was reffing me, but all of it made sense over there because I love Joey.
We saw Joey outside.
Yeah.
How cool is it to see Joey Crawford?
It's just the best, man. Joey is one of my favorites. I always love the refs that you could talk to as human beings. You know, things get heated, and he still talks to me, so he never took it personal. I still think he was wrong. I told him that today, and he laughed. But it's really good to see some of our, you know, legends, and that's what I consider Joey, still in the game and contributing to, just like players do with players, refs do with refs. That's beautiful.
You do it every time you see him?
What's that?
Tell him he's wrong.
Damn right. No doubt. Bad call, Joey. He's like, shut up, Doc. He's Philly all day. Yeah.
Of course, you can only have these units play against each other, but what do you make of the depth and interchangeability of these lineups and get to experiment with that on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's, you know, at certain positions, there's log jams and different things, but the competitive nature of the guys has been high level, and that's really what we want. We want to create a competitive environment because that's what we're all about. We want to go out and compete. We're not out there trying to play. We're out there trying to compete. And that means for every little area that we can get. And there'll be some that we're not even maybe looking at right now. But when we get out there, and they're doing that at a really high level. So I'm super excited and proud of and for them.
Max
has done well, man. I mean, he's a super skilled big man that has the ability to do a lot of different things on the floor. You know, in the mind, like, he's a 7-footer, but in many ways, you know, can you play him at 4? Can you play Domas at 4? Play him at 5? You just, you know, there's a lot of things that go through your mind. You got to see him out there. I mean, he's going to have to adjust to the physicality and all the different things that a rookie has to adjust to. But been super excited to watch him continue to grow from the summertime to now.
How close is he to playing? Like, getting earning room?
You know, it's that's going to be an end game thing when we face competition that doesn't like you. You know, like watching him out here. He's done a really, really great job. We'll probably mix up the lineup some as we go through camp and some of the practices so that we can get a look at different people playing in different lineups. But it's hard to say that because some people are gamers. You know, they're not great practice players and get in the game and play well. He's been great in practice. He talks at a high level. His communication skills are great. And I think the teammates love him. I mean, his passing, his shooting, everything. He's done well.
Let's stop right there. Matt George, excuse me. Thanks to Matt George for the video. Doug Christie glowing about Maxine Raynaud there. And Hammer trying to take away his minutes. Just James like, yeah, how close is he to, like, actually playing? Like, really? Like, what are we talking about here, DC? I joke about that because Hammer has always kind of been like, well, you know, he's a second round pick. Like, I know summer league was fun. Maybe we pumped the brakes a little bit on him being a rotational player right out the gate. Me and Kenny are like, no, we're gonna play him right now. But you hear Doug right there say, it's, you know, Doug, shout out Doug, stop short of calling him a situational role player right there, but did say, a lot of it is going to depend on what it looks like when we're, you know, when we're going against somebody we don't know, mm-hmm. You know, when we're not going against, our guys.
Right.
You know, we're going against the bad guys, so to speak.
Yeah.
Which I certainly understand, and I don't think you and I are any different than other Kings fans. Like, he's an incredibly interesting player.
Mm-hmm. And he says that, you know, with that full context of saying, like, he's been really good in practice. So it's almost mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm not going to overreact to what I see in practice. I need to see him in a game situation, you know, with them lights on, and going up against somebody that doesn't know the offense or is out there trying to, you know, take your head off the way opponents do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Max can find his way into the rotation fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. I think Doug is trying to play it slow with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to give it some time. But if Max wants to be in the rotation, he's just got to keep playing at a high level like he seems to have been doing during training camp.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like, in that regard, at least, we're off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he's making an impact. Like, he's got, for lack of a better way of phrasing, he's got his coach's attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's, when you're, what is he, 7'1", 7 foot? Yeah. Like, there's appealing factors to that. You're going to stand out, especially on this roster. You're going to stand out. I'm just so interested in him as a basketball player. I'm so interested in him as a basketball player, and I'm so interested in him on this team specifically.
Yeah, he can. I just keep going to the fact that I think that what he's able to do, his strong suits on the offensive end, just seem tailor-made for the NBA. You know, now there's mm-hmm. a level of physicality that I think he's going to have to develop to reach another level in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels like right out of graduation from college, he should be able to be fine in the NBA offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see if that other stuff comes around in enough time for him to get to consistent playing time.
He's not one of the bigger questions I have about the season, but he is definitely one of the more, I don't know if wild card is the right term, but like if he does get out on the floor early, man, he could be like, if he can get out on the floor early and play the way we think he might be able to,
mm-hmm.
like what we saw in summer league, essentially, if he's able to do that against another like real NBA team,
right?
That feels like a significant, I don't want to say that feels like a game changer to me, because it is a player that is completely unique to the rest of the roster. And at least in this very specific scenario, it fits a need in which, because I think the backup five thing is going to be a conversation again. And maybe, you know, maybe Eubanks is better than giving him credit for. I ultimately think the backup four position is going to be, or the four, you know, kind of depth is going to be a conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a player like Max, who could potentially do both in specific situations, that's an interesting 3.5-4 minutes of gameplay right there.
Yeah, and that's what Doug kind of alluded to, as far as, you know, his skill set allows him to be a little versatile in that respect, where maybe you can get him out there. He's looked at as a backup five, and Sabonis is your five. But based on his skill set and some of the matchups, he could play at the same time as Sabonis mm-hmm. and give you some minutes at the four, or move Sabonis to the four, and he's the five. So his skill set opens the door for an opportunity for him to be to be out there in different spots on the floor
mm-hmm.
and with different lineup combinations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously that's a plus when you're almost, well, killing two birds with one stone.
I don't know why.
I tried to catch myself here, you know, killing the birds.
I don't know why we do that. I've never understood it. Beating dead horses, killing. I don't get it. Let's hear a little bit more from Doug Christie. And then
dead horses. The horse is dead.
If the horse was alive, would you still be beating it up? Whatever. Here's Doug Christie.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.